Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayetze. This week's Parsha has the distinction of having the most well-known Digduk Rashi in all Chamisha Chumshei Torah. I don't think there's another one that even comes close. Rashi here tells us that Rachel Ba'a Im Hatzayin means a Lashon Haiva, present. Hadayin Laiba, she didn't arrive yet. Rachel Ba'a, with the accent on the Aleph, is she's coming. Rachel Ba'a, with the accent on the Beis, is Lashon Avar, past tense. So therefore, we have a Digduk Rashi. Ba'a, with the accent at the end of the word on the Aleph, is Lashon Haiva. Rachel Ba'a is Lashon Avar. Why is this the most famous? Could be there's no mystical reason. It's just one that people understand. On the other hand, we say, Lashana Haba'a B'Yerushalayim. Lashana Haba'a B'Yerushalayim. I've heard people ask the Kasha, what do you mean next year in Yerushalayim? It should be this year in Yerushalayim. The Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yael, I believe I saw it in Parshas Kisavai, page Kufnun Dalet. He says that no, Lishana Habab Yerushalayim doesn't mean next year in Yerushalayim. It's like Rashi says, Haiva. It's current. She is Vahadayim Leiba. She's on the way. Rachel Ba'a Im Hatzayim. So he would say, Lishana Haba'a B'Yerushalayim. You listen to people, they're saying, Lishana Haba'a B'Yerushalayim. Now if they say, Lishana Haba'a B'Yerushalayim, he says that would be Lashon Avar. I don't think that's technically accurate, but that's what he says. But he says it's a toss to say the Shana Habah B'Yerushalayim. Shana Habah B'Yerushalayim. It's a Lashon of Haiva. Under the chuppah, when the Kala walks down, the Chazan says Baruch Habah. When the Chassid comes, he says Baruch Habah, Lashon Zachar. There's no two places to put the accent. When the cow comes down, the chazan sings, Baruch Haba'a. Now here, the question is it Baruch Haba'a, the one who already came under the chuppah? Or Baruch Haba'a, the accent on the Aleph, the one who is coming under the chuppah? In all the Siddurim I checked, the accent is on the Aleph, Baruch Haba'a. Which means, blessed is the one who's coming. Now here the question is this meant to be sung as the Kala comes to the Chuppah? Or is it meant to be sung after the Kala is under the Chuppah? If the Kala is already under the Chuppah, then the accent should be on the Beis, Baruch Haba, the one who already arrived. However, if it's meant to be said she is on her way, then read Baruch Haba'a. So you have to listen very carefully to these Chazanim. How are they saying it? If they're saying Baruch Haba'a, then they're saying Lashon Avar, that's correct, because that's she already came. Baruch Haba'a, that's what she says as she's walking down. So look at that. We have words in our practical terminology that have to do with this Rashi. Is that why this Rashi is well known? Well, we can make believe that's the reason. Let's move on to a Dvar Torah on the Parsha. In Perichov Tes, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, we have the giving of the name, Levi Hapami Leveni Ishi. This time, my husband will accompany me. Rashi says that why was she especially excited when Levi was born? So Rashi tells us that the Imois had Nevuah. The Imois were Nevi'ois. And she knew by Nevuah that there would be 12 Shvatim, and therefore there would be four wives. So therefore, she knew it comes out to three per. Right? She says, L'fisha Imois, Nevi'ois, all the Imois were Nevi'ois, V'yayidah, Shud Be Shvatim, Yaitzimiyakim, V'dal Nashim Yis. So Rashi says they were Nevi'os. We have a problem with that. According to this, Leah was one of the Nevi'is. Yet, in Megillah Daf Yedaleh, when it counts the Nevi'is, it doesn't count Leah as one of the Sheva Nevi'is. Not only that, it seems to be they were all Nevi'is. So Rivka was also. Why doesn't it count her? It's a big kasha, it's a tremendous kasha. Rashi says all the Emais were Nevi'is. Why doesn't it count all the Emais as Nevi'is? This is really a very stark kasha. In the Sefer God Noel, he answers it by bringing a tshuva from Sefer, which has to do with Nach. So let me tell you a pasuk in Nach and how the Chassam Sefer explains it. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel was not only a Navi, but he had a lot of B'nei HaNaviim. In the days of Shmuel, Nevuah was spread in Klal Yisrael. The pasuk there tells us, Lefanim b'Yisrael, Kayomer ish b'lechte lidrei shalakim. Earlier, in earlier time periods among the Jews, so did a person say when he went to see a prophet, Luchu v'deocha ad haroya. They called the Navi haroya, the one who sees. Ki ha-Navi hayayim, that which today we call Navi, Ikari lefanim haroya. The pasuk tells us about terminology, that today, meaning from the time of Shmuel and on, it's called the Navi, and earlier it's called the Raya. Question is, why did they change the name Navi, Raya? Because there were more Naviim, they changed it to Navi from Raya? That needs an explanation. Zakhtar Sam Seifer and Ebenezer, Chelik Beis, Tshuva Mehem, a beautiful, beautiful Bior. He says there's a difference between the name Navi for a prophet and the name Raya, someone who sees. What's the difference? Raya is somebody who reached the Madrega of Nevuah. We find, the Rambam says, a person who learns Kala Terakula, separates himself from the pleasures of this world, and connects to the mystical, the Teres HaNistar, will become a Navi. That's a regular Navi, which we would call a Raya. The word Navi is a Lashon of Nisafasayim. I think he brings this from a Rashi in the Chemia Perek Vav, that it's a language of speaking, Navi. Navi is one sent to give a message. So that you can have two people who are prophets. The one that's sent to give a message is called Navi, the one who speaks his prophecy. And the one who's not sent, but he's a Navi anyway, is called a Raya, someone who sees. And you can have a Navi that's a Raya. The Abarmanel says about Daniel. It says in the Gemara in the beginning of Megillah that Daniel was greater than some of his friends and less great. He was greater, Iu Chazi Vehema Lechazu. There were visions that Daniel saw and the others did not see. Chagiz Chai Malachi did not see. But Inu Nevi, Viu Lei Nevi. Chagiz Chai Malachi were Neviim and Daniel was not a Navi. Explains for some cipher. Iu Chazi Daniel saw he was a prophet in the sense of seeing things that came from heaven, seeing visions that came from heaven. He was great. But Iulei Navi, he was never sent to give a message. Chagiz Chai Malachi were sent to give a message. So that you have Navi and Raya. Ad kan divrei ha-chassam seifer. This is what it says in ha-chassam seifer. Coming back to us, the Emais were Nevi'is. Why are they not counted among the Sheva Nevi'is? Because a Navi, a Nevi'ah, a woman who has prophecy in the sense of a Raya, someone who sees, so that Leah was, she saw. She saw that there would be 12 Shvat. But a Navi in the sense of sent to tell it over, Nivsef Osayim, that she was not. The Sheva Nevi'is are called Sheva Nevi'is, because they were sent to say over. The fact that there were other great women, just like there are 48 Nevi'im, and there were other great men who had prophecy. Same thing, there were Sheva Nevi'is, and there were other great people, great women who had prophecy, but not were told to say it over. And therefore, that is the fundamental difference between these two types of Nevi'im. This answers a question. When Eldad or Medad had Nevuah, Yeshua goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Adaini Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu silenced them. They're saying Moshe Beis, Yeshua Machnes, silence them. What do you mean silence them? A Navi who's Kaivish Nevuah says Chayav Misa. Navi who hides his Nevuah is Chayav Misa. How could Yeshua say to Moshe, silence Elder Omeda Misnabim Bemachnes? The answer is there are two types of Nevi'im. Nevi'im sent to say it over. They're not allowed to be Kaivish Nevuah. Nevi'im who see, who raya, who see, Lavdavka, they have to say it over. Getting back to the Pasuk in Shmuel, says the Chasam Sofer, originally, they used the names interchangeably, Navi, Raya. There weren't many prophets, and they used both names. Later, when prophecy became widespread, in Klal Yisrael, and the generation of Shmuel, so they made a distinction between the two types of prophets. There were prophets that were told to say it over, and those that were not. He had Navi Hayayim, Yikari Lefanim Haraya. Before, they didn't make a distinction. Now, that there were many prophets among the Jewish people, they did make a distinction. Beautiful Yisayt of the Chasam Sofer. Let me share with you a vort that I was told by a good friend this morning, from the Sefer Arsei Levonim, beautiful part. Taif titi ois chali, mititi ois chali shacher. Loman says, better I should give my daughter to you than to give to anybody else. He said a very sharp thing. The Be'er Heitev, interestingly, it's in Yaradei and Hilchas Shechita. Simon Beis, Sivkat and Tesvav, it's brought in Agav Orcha, brings that a man, a Yid, should not be a Shatchin for Akum. For an Ein Yehudi, you shouldn't be a Shatzi. Shalela Harbais Zarai. You're not looking to necessarily cause a Riboy of Avdei Avodah Zarah. Someone once asked Rav Chaim Briska, if so, what happens if you have an Akum, a man and a woman who are unable to have children, an Akar and Akara? Could you read their Shidduch? You're not being Marbe Akum in the world. To that, Reb Chaim answered, no, it's better the Akar should marry a fertile woman, and the Akar should marry a fertile man, and that way there'll be two families among the Akum that won't promulgate, that won't spread. So wedding an Akar to an Akara is not a good idea. Based on this, Lavan, who hated Tzadikim with a passion, he said, Taif titi ayeskal ayesachli metiti leishacher. My daughter's a tzadikis. I'd rather give her to you. You're a tzadik. So there'll be one home with a tzadik and tzadikis. I give her leishacher. There'll be separate, another additional home with tzadikim. No. I want to minimize the amount of homes with tzadikim. A sharp of art. And with that thought, with those thoughts, let me end. Oh, one more question I want to ask you. Shaila lehalacha. Let's say you accidentally break something. And someone says, who broke it? You say, oh, my little boy broke it. I'll pay you. Now you're going to pay anyway. But you don't want to say who broke it. You say, my little boy broke it. Or your wife comes home and she says, oh, I put away some cookies. Well, who ate them? You ate them. You don't want to tell her. Say, oh, a little Yankala ate them. Is it mutal chatchila to do such a thing? You know, what do you say? Well, Rashi, the parasha says, Osaf Hashem Escher Posi. Rachel said, now I have a child to blame the broken item on, the eaten thing, the food on. Is that really mutal chatchila? All right, we'll talk about it a different year. My time for today is up. I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. Parshas Vayetzeh.